Hi, good afternoon. My name is Joshua. I'm calling from Opinions Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Gerald?
Yeah.
Oh, great. I'm glad to hear. Okay, no problem. So, Gerald LeBlanc, right?
Hello.
Yes. Thank you so much, Mr. LeBlanc. So I just wanted to ask you a few questions. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? From zero to two? Yes, from zero to two, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, 41 plus.
Plus. Over 50.
Over 50, so we could say 41 plus. Thank you for your opinion, it's very important. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Marble mason, plaster, refractory bricklayer, tile setter, PCC restoration, terrazzo mechanic, or okay. Refractory bricklayer, you said, right?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. On the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, foreman?
I was a good mechanic.
Okay, so you could say that you were a journey-level mechanic. Thank you very much. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No, I'm retired.
Oh, you are retired. Thank you so much. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
There was always work, but maybe during the winter was a little rough.
Mm-hmm.
It was cold. And maybe short of work, too. Maybe 6-4 months, maybe.
About 6 to 4 months. Okay, so let's just go ahead and check. So that'll be probably between 21 plus weeks, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year? Yes or no?
Yes.
I appreciate your opinion. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
No. Thank you for your opinion. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were in the last, this time last year?
I seen some time it was pretty slow, not quite as last year.
Okay, would you say fewer construction projects?
Fewer.
Okay, than there were in this time last year. Okay, thank you very much for your opinion. We're about 20% complete with the survey. Your opinion is important. We appreciate your time. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I see about the same.
About the same number as this time last year. Okay, thank you. Yeah. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No.
No, thank you for your opinion. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
I appreciate your opinion. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
I would say about the same.
About the same as now. Your opinion is extremely important. Thank you. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I would say stay the same.
Stay about the same. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Let me give you a list. Something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job when it comes to unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat, cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust, air quality, no real concerns, or other, or even don't know, or you refuse?
Sometimes the dust, I would say.
Dust, air quality. Thank you very much. Yeah. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
In the past 12 months, I was checking with the business agent, say, 4 months ago.
Okay, so
but
you would say yes?
It wasn't a meeting.
It wasn't really a meeting.
No.
But was it online? Did you attend that meeting in person or online? We can say you have not in the past 12 months, perhaps, right?
In person.
In person. So it was a meeting in person, right? Thank you for your opinion. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Picketing?
No.
Yes? Oh. No. Union organizing?
Yes.
Yes. Political canvassing?
No.
Okay. We're about 39% complete with the survey. Thank you for your time. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Once in a while, I'll meet one.
Once in a while, probably occasionally would be the closest.
Yeah.
Right, okay, thank you. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Okay, so please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news from and 5 being the source you are the least likely to get your news from. Radio.
Probably radio, yeah.
Would that be 1, 2? Rank it from 1 to 5.
I would say 5 because I always listen to the radio, see what's going on.
Okay, I understand. So you would say 5. How about friends and neighbors?
Friends, yeah.
Okay, would you rank it between 1 and 5? Remember, when 1 is the most likely, being 5, I'm sorry, with 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you are the least likely to get your news from. So friends and neighbors from 1 to 5?
Would be my friends, yeah, that I work with. It would be 1.
It would be the first, right?
Yeah.
The first source. It would be the most likely source that you are going to get your news from. Correct. That,
yes.
And you said radio is number 5, exactly. Now the next choice is print or online newspapers.
I used to get my news from the union. I used to get the 3 months, whatever, news.
Okay. How about now? Do you still consider it that is the most likely to get your news from? In which number? How would you rank it from 1 to 5? You already said friends and neighbors would be 1. Would you say print or online newspaper is 2, 3, 4, or 6?
I would say 1.
1 instead of friends and neighbors, right? How about friend and neighbors? Then it would be the second in the rank, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. My
how about cable news?
Cable? No.
Okay, so you would say that's the least likely to get your news from, the number 6, right, from the options. That's the least likely option. How about local TV news programming?
I listen to the news on TV, yeah.
We already have the places 1, 2, 3. Now, would it be local 4 or 5?
I would say 2.
Local TV news. 2?
Yeah.
Okay, and so it's actually the first option would say print or online newspapers. 2 is local TV news programming. 3 is friends and neighbors. Then you said 4 is radio, and the last one, of course, is cable news. So the number 5 would be the internet or conventional social media, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. We have it. Thank you so much for your opinion. Okay. We're 52% complete, almost done. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Support for labor unions, immigration, jobs and the economy, education, the environment, healthcare, foreign policy, or something else?
Probably healthcare.
Healthcare, thank you. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Okay, no, you haven't. Okay, I really appreciate that. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
It would be important, yeah.
Would it be somewhat important or very important?
I would say it would be very important.
Very important, right? Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act? It
I
could
would
be
say the Democratic.
The Democratic Party, right? The Democrats,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The Democrats, okay, thank you. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
The union workers.
The United Auto Workers. Would you say much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Much more support, okay? I really appreciate that, your opinion. We're about 61% and almost done with this survey. Thank you for your time. Please, indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. Now, do you approve or disapprove, in this case, his job as a president overall?
Yes, I approve.
You approve, strongly approve, somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Thank you so much. And, of course, healthcare. Do you disapprove or approve the job Joe Biden has done when it comes to healthcare?
Yes.
Same options. Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approved. Thank you. How about foreign affairs?
Somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved, right? How about immigration?
Yeah.
Strongly approved. Somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved. Thank you. Now, how about support for labor unions?
Approved.
Okay, would you say somewhat approved? Thank you. And now the economy, of course.
Somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved. Thank you very much, Gerald. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
Approve. Somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved. Thank you very much. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Great. Now, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
I think I will not vote.
Okay, you will probably not vote, right?
Yeah.
So in that case, just give me one moment then. And if the election for president were held, well, let me just go ahead and confirm that. Okay, so yes, in that case, and if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Democrat.
Democrat Joe Biden. Okay.
Yes.
We're 77% almost done. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Yes or no?
No.
All right. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just, fair, good, or excellent?
I say good.
Good. Thank you very much. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just, fair, good, or excellent?
Fair.
Just fair, okay?
Yeah.
How could the union best improve its representation and service?
Oh, there's a lot of ways.
You can use a quote, for example. I can. The multiple responses are accepted as well.
Yeah. Well, they got to try with everybody.
They got to try what? I'm sorry?
What's that?
What did you say? They gotta try?
Yeah, be better.
To be better?
Yeah.
Thank you for your opinion, sir. I really appreciate that. They gotta try to be better, right? And, okay, also, one more question. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
How they help their member.
Help their members.
Yes.
Help their members for sure. Okay, yes. Thank you so much. Really appreciate that. We're 85% almost done. Gerald, and what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? A text or SMS, email, union meetings, job site, mail, or don't know?
Mail.
Mail, right? Thank you very much. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are more important to the BAC? Never, once a year, a couple times a year, or four or more times a year?
About two times a year.
About two times a year. So you would say a couple of times a year, right? Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Couple times a year. Okay, so now in that case, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Democrat.
Democrat, okay. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Not a very strong.
A very strong, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Latino or Hispanic, Asian American, Pacific Islander, Native American or other?
White.
White. Thank you very much. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Gerald,
correct? Thank you, Gerald. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Okay?
Okay.
We're already done. Thank you so much, sir. I really appreciate your time. Okay?
Okay. Yep. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye, sir. Thank you.